The Super Bowl, the Grammys, the Olympics, basketball, comedy, a brief death reel, requests, and all the other ass hattery that's taking place this Black History Month. Coming up on... Follow Micah at Micah White. Here I am, Micah White. What up, everybody? So glad to hear. It's Micah White with the flow back in your ear. Welcome, party people, to episode 13 of the Only Songs That Matter podcast. Right quick at the top of the show here, I wanted to double back and give some props to the late great Etta James, who passed away last month. We mentioned it in passing. Thank you. A couple episodes ago, but I came across this cover of King Floyd's Groove Me from her 28th and final album, Etta James, on The Only Songs That Matter.
Hey, the sugar dumpling, let me tell you something. Hey, boy, I've been wanting to say, you look so sweet and you're so doggone fine. I just can't get you out of my mind. You become a sweet taste in my mouth, honey, and I want you to be my spouse, so that we can live happily in a big old roomy house, just as long as you prove me, baby. Hey, baby, baby, now make me feel good inside. Hey, now, now, now.
The Only Songs That Matter.
Etta James with Groove Me from her final album, The Dreamer. Kind of cool that as she passed away, she was on the charts internationally thanks to Flo Rida's Good Feeling, which of course sampled her 1962 recording of Something's Got a Hold on Me by way of Swedish DJ Avicii's song Levels. So there you go. Man, so much to say, I don't even know where to start. Since our last show, I went up to New York for Dave Letterman's 30th anniversary show. Howard Stern was the guest, which was awesome. Did a little comedy while I was up there, and I learned that stand-up comedy after a TV taping can be kind of rough, especially if you pulled an all-nighter, but the more you know. The Super Bowl happened. As I predicted, the New England Patriots lost to the New York Football Giants, who beat them 21-17. I actually, if you recall, predicted both teams will win, but I really meant the Giants, so... yay, you know, whatever. All I know is that if you bet that a safety was going to be the first score of the game, you made out pretty damn well. Speaking of bets, I actually missed watching the game myself, much to my ambivalence, because I had spent the day up in Atlantic by God City making some cash money. I had a nice little hit play in the field on the old roulette tables, which goes to show you just don't make money gambling unless you play stupidly. That's all I took away from it. But hey, lesson learned. Speaking of stupid, Rihanna and Chris Brown, I just can't. I don't know what to do with y'all. Your remixes suck, as does the idea of you two getting back together. But to be fair, I only heard a little bit of Turn Up the Music or whatever, but I'm pretty sure Birthday Cake's not much better. Just stop. Stop it, please. Oh, what else? I caught some comedy from Neil Brennan the other week, co-creator of Chappelle's show. Funny hour, solid show, I would say. I'd seen him do a shorter set back in LA last year, so it was nice to see him out this way. Talked to him a bit afterwards. Nice guy, so forth. I also watched Bill Maher's live stand-up special on Yahoo, which was another solid hour. Kind of cool, at the end he made a surprise announcement that he was donating $1 million of his own cash to a pro-Obama super PAC, Priorities USA Action, trying to counteract the deep, deep pockets of those on the conservative side. It'll take a lot much more than him and $1 million, but a nice gesture from a prominent liberal. Whoopsie, my political bias is showing. Also, since our last show, we lost the creator and longtime host of Soul Train, Don Cornelius, or, I should say, Soul Train. More like it. Very sad to hear of his death, but it did inspire me to pull up more than a few awesome Soul Train line clips on YouTube, which I highly recommend everyone else do as well if you have not already. And of course, we did lose Whitney Houston at just 48 years old. Not much to add to her situation, just a sad case all around. Here's hoping for the best for her family and friends. Her homegoing service was actually pretty cool. Kind of good that the world got to see that. I'm really glad they didn't do it at the Prudential Center, because I didn't actually see all of Michael Jackson's public memorial, but it sounded like it was a bit of a cluster from what I heard. It's kind of cool that they did it more privately in the church and just had a pool camera broadcast it to the world. Really nice service. Didn't know what song to pick here. I have Nothing. So many great hits. Admittedly, her Depth didn't actually hit me like MJ's did. I think it's because we all kind of saw it coming, more or less. Or maybe I was just more emotionally attached to Michael Jackson's music. I don't know, hard to say. The nice thing about it is that I can still hear her songs and start dancing and tapping my feet. For a long while after Michael died, I turned into a little bit of a faucet when a few select tracks came on, like Man in a Mirror, Human Nature on a Bad Day. Whitney Houston's death did obviously cast a pall on the Grammys, which were the next night. Good timing, if you know. But that aside, the night was a mess. I mean, Adele was good, some other things were good. Nicki Minaj was just an abortion. The Beach Boys looked like they lost a bet, aside from being on their last legs collectively. Honestly, my favorite part of the whole broadcast was the Chipotle commercial about halfway through. Fittingly placed after Coldplay's set, it was a 2-minute short film, Back to the Start, accompanied by Willie Nelson's cover of Coldplay's The Scientist, which is right here, coming up next on The Only Songs That Matter.
I was just guessing, and numbers and figures will have the puzzles apart. Questions of science, science and progress, don't speak as loud as my heart. Tell me you love me, come back and haunt me. Oh, when I rush to the start, running in circles, chasing tails, come back as we are. Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. No one ever said it would be so hard. I'm going back to the start.
That matters.
Requests.
Yeah, requests. I'm killing the request line. They're all bad. I took one. So that's something. Now then, just into the newsroom, the specials, along with New Order, who've been on the podcast, will be rocking the 2012 Summer Olympics closing ceremony in London, along with this band, a personal favorite of mine, Blur. Here's Blur with my personal favorite song of theirs, Coffee and TV, on The Only Songs That Matter.
Do you feel like a chain star?
Bad boy up. We had some Blur, some Willie, some Whitney, some Justice in the background, as well as MFSB. Oh, Etta James. We had her starting things off. So yeah, sounds like a show right there. Let's call it a show, folks. Until next time, keep on rocking in the free world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Only Songs That Matter podcast. Follow and tweet Micah at Micah White. Subscribe on iTunes to get the biz delivered right to you. Find web shows and more at funnierdie.com/MichaelWhite and youtube.com/followdisco.
Follow Disco.